Daily Charge by Mr. Evans Gibson from the United States of America, titled Giving to God. And it is backed by the book of Leviticus, chapters 2, verse 1 to 16. Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. In Israel, anyone could offer a gift to God. Today's reading describes the grain offering. The Bible teaches that grain, wheat, and other produce is a gift from God. Psalms chapter 65, verse 9 to 13. The grain offering was a way for people to take this produce, work it with their hands, and offer it back to God. The offering itself was quite simple. Wheat prepared with olive oil and incense. It was to be baked without yeast or honey. Later in the scripture, we see leaven used to symbolize the pervasive nature of sin. Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, and 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 7. This could be a reason why it is prohibited here. The prohibition on date, honey, could be instituted because it was used in Canaanite worship. Not only was this offering a way anyone could give to God, but it also provides for the priests. After a token portion was burned on the altar, the rest of it went to help feed the priest who worked in the tabernacle. The priests were not given any land in Israel to grow their own crop, so they were dependent on the offerings of the people. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. One other element in this offering was salt. Salt was primarily used to preserve food in the ancient world. Because of this preservative quality, it became a symbol of the enduring nature of God's covenant with his people. Numbers chapter 18, verse 19. God was committed to a permanent relationship with his people in a covenant of salt. Today, consider what you can give to God. Maybe you can offer him praise. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 to 16, or support ministry's efforts. Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. After all, everything we own is already his. Let's pray together. As your children, we have made you an offering of ourselves, living sacrifices for your glory. Today, what can we offer as another token of our love and adoration? We will bless whom you bless and support what you support. Amen. I hope you enjoy this. Stay blessed and have a great day.